This is Friends of History Debating Society. I welcome Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes, Countdown to Socialism, and Congressman Devin Nunes to comment on Californian Devin Nunes paying the price at the pump for gasoline. Devin, a very good evening to you. I read from the LA Times, an esteemed publication in the center of Los Angeles. Prices are so high that a Google search of why are gas prices going up has spiked this month. Likewise, people are pleading, when are gas prices going down, which has also been trending on Google. This is the LA Times reporting. The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in California is $4.54, $1.16 higher than the national average. One station in the Big Sur charged $7.59 a gallon, $8.50 for premium. So I come to you, what are you paying in the San Joaquin Valley, and is there a no end to this, or is this the inflation we must get used to? Good evening to you.
Thanks, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate you having me. So the Big Sur gas station is interesting. It always is notorious for the highest gas prices in the state because it's the most secluded. It's the most distant from any other gas station. It's kind of right in the middle on Highway 1, right on the cliff of the Pacific Ocean. I've been there through there a few times, traveling with my family, and it always has the highest gas prices. But I think the key here is I believe it's the highest gas price that they've ever seen there. I think that's why that it made news. But essentially we're paying $4.50 to $5.25 in the valley. I hear of other places in parts of California that are in the $5 to $6 range. So, look, it continues to go up. It's hurting families, and it's entirely predictable. So there's a couple reasons why it's that way in California. One, we have a high sales tax. Two, we have a lot of limits on what type of gasoline you can burn that make it very expensive to process that gasoline. And then three, we have a trucker shortage. So similar to what you saw a few months ago with airplanes running out of fuel, we have the same problem in California. It's just getting harder and harder to move product around because that product has to go on trucks that are approved by the state of California. So, you know, and pretty soon they're already outlawing engines on weed eaters and leaf blowers, and you essentially have to have a truck, from what I understand, that's less than 3 years old to pick up cargo, to ship certain types of products around, and they keep making it more and more stringent. And then, of course, you have added on top of that, we just have people moving out of California, so you have fewer people that are learning how to drive truck. And I'm sure you have a lot of people listening to this podcast right now, John, that are out there driving truck, and the workforce is getting older and older, and there's actually schools that are now starting up in the North Valley, just north of me, taking high school students and running through a program teaching them how to drive big rigs, because it's an art that's being lost across this country. And in California, the need is so great that we've had some. It's an agricultural area, and they are teaching high school students and junior college students on how to drive truck. To get them, you know, because you can end up making $100,000 a year if you're a good truck driver, if not more. It's a dying breed, unfortunately.
Here's the puzzle, Devin. This is not driving season. I have a quote from the AAA spokesman for California. Typically, we start to see prices go down after Labor Day, but this year is different. They're claiming where the economy's reviving. They're claiming that people are driving more than they did a year ago when price of barrel of oil was 35. It's now somewhere approaching three digits. But in any event, Californians are now paying more. In fact, this is the highest it's been ever. I think one person said we've never seen anything going this high. And yet California, didn't I hear correctly that California is mandating that you're all electric by 2035? Is that correct? So
yeah, that's, and it keeps fluctuating, but that's the story. And so, and none of this is sustainable. I mean, but the voters, as we learned in the recall of Gavin Newsom, the voters they keep voting for the same people. So what are we going to do? So I guess, you know, I hate it. I don't like it. I'm against it. I try to get out there and educate people about it, but I guess as long as you're creating billionaires and you're supporting the billionaires, I guess the rest of us will pay $5 or $6 a gallon if we want to stay in California. Because I will tell you, you don't see that. I was down in Georgia last weekend on my freedom tour, and it was really funny because they were all complaining there because it was the first time in Georgia that prices of gasoline went over $3. And I almost had to laugh because I said, wow, we haven't been below $3 even during the pandemic. So I think they were amazed by that.
The governor has been apprised of these high prices, and he's disconcerted, according to the LA Times. And he has asked the California Energy Commission for an analysis. He asked them in 2019, suggesting their inappropriate industry practices. This is before the pandemic. What would that be? What is inappropriate? Raising price because you can get it? I don't understand the governor's attitude about prices.
Well, John, they restrict what companies can do. That's what I was saying a little bit earlier. They make it really hard for companies to be in California and to refine product. And then they put restrictions on that refined product. And they do it in a way, from what I understand, I'm not an expert, but they do it in a way to make it the more expensive, the better. So the bureaucracy has been told by the environmental groups to, so there's certain ways you can blend the gasoline to make it burn cleaner. Well, at a certain point, it becomes cost prohibitive, right? So you can do things to get it 99% of the way there, like they're doing in Texas and Georgia and Oklahoma and all across the country. But when you go that extra 1 or 2 or 3%, yes, you can make it burn slightly cleaner, but you're going to increase the price. And they do it, they also have seasonal types of blends. So they make it very, very complex, and you have to have special equipment. And so the blend price is just higher. And believe me, we're losing oil and gas companies. I mean, they don't care. I mean, they don't care. They want out of California. They don't want to be there. I mean, everybody's waiting for the next big shoe to drop, which is going to be Chevron. And including we have a lot of oil production. Well, now they're going to use the oil spill to cut off offshore drilling. That's going to be the next shoe to drop. And we're sitting on, Saudi Arabia type of oil off the coast of California, but they've slowly, we haven't drilled a new oil well out there in 30 years. And then in Kern County, which is our on land production in the southern end of the San Joaquin Valley, that oil is because they're making it harder and harder to drill there. With lawsuits and laws that the state legislature is passing that continues to hammer and hurt that industry. And believe me, there's not one person that I know that's in the oil business. They don't even want to be in the California. They don't even care if they could, there's only so much they could charge because it's all supply and demand. They're not profitable there. They, believe me, they want out. So, $7 gasoline, $8 gasoline, Newsom and the socialist communists can all say, oh, it's the oil companies, but it doesn't work. So the price is going to keep going up. We're going to keep getting hurt. And as long as people keep voting for these fools, we're going to keep paying more. So that's the reality. Sadly, they live in a fantasy land that just doesn't work in the real world. And that's why you see so many people leaving California, not just businesses. You see people, people are moving with their feet. I mean, I have family members, aunt and uncle just retired, left California, lifelong Californians. And just retired, moved to Idaho. Why'd they go to Idaho? Everything is cheaper. They can live in freedom.
Let's talk about another California problem that we see routinely now. The White House is talking about it. The supply chain, the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles. The ships are lined up off the California coast. There is a shortage of trucks. There's a shortage of truckers. But you tell me there's a problem not only for imports, but exports at those ports. What is that problem, Devin?
Yeah, this problem's been building. So right now, all of a sudden, it became so big. It's kind of like Afghanistan. Right when you finally have people jumping off of airplanes, the fake news can't ignore it. But John, for 4 or 5 months, these ships have been adding up. So we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. So it went from 40, 50, 60, which is quite a sight to see off of there. I saw it for myself. And, now it's ballooned. Somebody told me just in the last few days it's up to 160, not to mention that a lot of these ships are coming in. And we've been reporting this, John, we've asked questions about it here in Congress now for the last several months. The ships are actually just unloading and turning back and going back to Asia, because the Asian countries like, hey, we need containers. We don't have time to play your games and wait for you to load these containers up. So you have containers going back empty, and the companies overseas are actually paying to bring them back empty because they need the containers to load up and send around the globe. So what problem is that causing for Californians? Is it's hurting our exports, especially in perishable products. So the San Joaquin Valley, you know, we grow, as you know, the highest quality, very high quantity of a lot of specialty products that for the most part, if they don't only grow in California, they for sure have some of the highest quality, right? So that could be everything from wine to a raisin to a table grape. Well, all three of those products have a different shelf life, right? So some can sit at ports longer than others, but a table grape can't sit there very long. It's a fresh product, you know, versus a raisin that's a dried fruit or wine that you can age. So it depends on what sector you're in. It's really causing, real headaches and problems. Another industry that's being impacted, not just agriculture, but it's actually related, are industries that rely on shipping out like bulk waste type of products. We call them waste. Other countries call them very important assets. So you'll take, for example, paper products that are too expensive for us to, because of the environmental rules and other costs, we can't produce certain types of paper products in the United States. So they'll leave California, they'll head to Asia, and then they'll come back as bulk paper. Well, we're having problems even getting that type of product out. Even metals that a lot of people will call dirty here. Well, there's plenty of places in Asia, especially China, that will gladly take these metals that we call waste. They call a product that they turn, they melt back, and then turn it into other, you know, high quality types of product that then come back into the United States. So every one of these industries is suffering, and it's starting to have problems all through the supply chain, especially as it relates to shipping products to Asia. And, you know, meanwhile, you've got other ports that don't seem to be having this problem across the country.
Speaking to Congressman Devin Nunes, Californian Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes, and author Devin Nunes of Countdown to Socialism about some of the challenges for the people of California. There are challenges for all of us, however, and the congressman is headed back to Washington soon enough to confront the Biden agenda when we come back. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.